Nathan Zagura here at Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-3, losing 31-28 to the Indianapolis Colts. But that final score does not tell the whole story. It was an interesting game. In the first half, the Colts came out. Jacoby Brissett ran for 2 touchdowns. The Browns could not contain T.Y. Hilton, who finished the day with over 150 yards and a touchdown himself. And the Colts raced out to a 28-7 lead in the first half. The backbreaker for the Browns, Britton Colquitt, with a perfect punt, pins them down. They get a negative run. It's now 2nd and 13 from the 1 yard line, the Colts' own 1 yard line. They throw one up to Dante Moncrief. He makes a play a few plays later. T.Y. Hilton's in the end zone. That made it 21-7. Then it goes to 28-7. The Browns scored before the half. DeShone Kizer leading them down the field, finding David Njoku for a 1 yard touchdown. But in the third quarter, the Browns had their chances. The defense really stiffened up. They forced a turnover as well. Jason McCourty, James Burgess combining to strip the ball on the outside, and the Browns were in business. But unfortunately, DeShone Kizer, 2 interceptions in that third quarter. One where he and Kayson Williams did not seem to be on the same page and the ball was thrown behind him. That was intercepted. The second, and both of these, by the way, in Colts territory, in scoring range. The second to Kenny Britt on a slant. The ball was a little bit behind Britt on his back shoulder, but still should have been caught. Both hands on the ball. Pops up into the air. Interception. A drive killer. Now the Browns did rally. They were down 31-14 and rallied all the way back to 31-28, but it was not enough in the end. As I said, Kizer, the 2 interceptions in the third quarter. Finished the day with 3 interceptions. The third coming on a Hail Mary the last play of the game. Intercepted by Malik Hooker. But he led the team down. Rushed for 44 yards and a touchdown. Threw for 2 touchdowns and over 240 yards on the day. Duke Johnson was really a bright spot on offense. Duke led this team in terms of receiving, in catches and yards over 80. Rushed for a touchdown, finishing the day with over 100 total yards. The big problem, though, again, too many self-inflicted wounds. Too many penalties. Too many times where this Browns team dropped the football. These wide receivers, so many drops today, and they've got to clean that up. They've got to help their young quarterback, and then Kizer needed to have better ball placement on the 2 interceptions. So again, they shoot themselves in the foot. Yes, they fought hard. Yes, they rallied back, but the bottom line, not good enough in a very winnable game here against the Indianapolis Colts. The Browns did not get the job done. They'll look to get it done for the first time this season, this Sunday at home, First Energy Stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals. That'll do it from Lucas Oil Stadium. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.